I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
How about you let me drive?
Oh, no.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I wanna drive.
Just drive, baby.
It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
All right, let's... I just knocked myself in the head. Got so excited about our next guest. Great to have back with us.
He is a favorite.
He is. He's our guy. Tom Plum, President, Chief Investment Officer of Plum Funds. On the phone from Madison, Wisconsin, we really looked forward to his visits when he would come to see us in New York and tell us about his travels, and he had spent some time in China. We have so many things to talk to you about, Tom. First of all, how are you? How is it out in Wisconsin right now?
Well, Wisconsin, like everywhere or many places, is dealing with continued rise in the number of cases. You know, we have new regulations about masks. On all indoor things like that. I think, you know, it's going to be really, really difficult to determine what the social impact of this quarantines and self-quarantines are going to be. But like the rest of the country, I think there's certain segments of the economy which are going to stay hurt. They're hurt badly now. They will have a tough time recovering. And there's other sectors of the economy that are looking pretty good and showing some real decent rebound.
Yeah, you know, you definitely see that play out in the market. So let's talk about it. I mean, one of the reasons we like you, because you're nice, Tom. But we also like, your fund is consistently a top performer, 99th percentile for the past 5 years, according to our data, Bloomberg data, beating just about all of your peers. I think you've been returning on average annually about 9% or almost 9%. So let's talk to us, because I think we, you know, repeatedly are saying, well, wait a minute, everybody, the market, you know, gains are in a certain few stocks, tech stocks in particular. And I do wonder if that is a cue to get out of them or to just say, well, that's kind of what our economy is increasingly.
Well, we've talked about that before, Carol, that all these really significant secular changes that are going on with the new digital economy, the fact that we're buying things differently than we ever were before, all of those changes that were gaining momentum actually just accelerated through this COVID. And I think even seeing reinforcement that the trends are going to continue to grow, not only grow in size, but grow in the growth rate of change. And, you know, I think, you know, yesterday, for example, Alibaba in China reported China's been recovering faster than the United States, but it reinforced that even these companies that are internet based and online purchasing, things like that, that they're still going to grow when the economy comes back, and that you're not necessarily going to revert back to other trends like, you know, brick and mortar retailing, right, for example.
Well, and Tom, one of the things that you have talked to us about before, and I was reminded of it when I was reading over the notes prepping for this, is about these enablers, the payment enablers. And I know that that's an area you've liked for a while. But one name that seems to slip through a lot of those conversations is American Express. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about AXP.
Well, American Express, you know, obviously got stressed because of the fact that it's a lot of travel and entertainment that goes through their cards.
That Carol is not using her Carol's not using her corporate card, and let me tell you, that makes a difference.
All your fault, Carol. But the thing about them is that besides having holding the loans, which is different than Visa or MasterCard, which are basically processors, and then your banks and some credit unions and things like that actually hold the loans. American Express does hold the loans, and so there's a lot of concern about what will happen with the loan quality going forward. And we've been watching that, and it seems to be stabilizing. The neat thing is because the dollar amount of transactions come down, and people pay off their cards often monthly, basically this poor quality or credit default rates or anything you want to talk about, it becomes a smaller and smaller number on that base. Meanwhile, you have one of the three or four major systems for processing electronic transactions. And so we think that not only are they going to show that the credit quality is not going to be a big negative, but that that value of that interchange that they are really significant around the whole world, that that's been basically hidden by the fact that people are concerned about, oh, that they have less travel and entertainment things going through their cards right now. That's going to recover. It will recover probably slower than what we'd like to see, but that's going to recover. And you think about it, then what you have is the one of the major credit card processing companies with channels around the world, and it also is going to see volume pick up, just like Visa and MasterCard will see volume pick up when people start going back to restaurants and hotels.
Yeah, and you know, there's an interesting story in the Bloomberg about Amex buying the teams and technology behind the online lender Kabbage.
Yeah.
So, you know, we see them increasingly looking to be, you know, even more involved with the small business space, Tom.
Right. And you know, a few years ago, American Express had the reputation as being sort of a carriage trade card. Mm. What we've seen is they've expanded their relationships with merchants, and they're continuing to invest in technology that's going to allow them to grow in the different segments of the market.
Tom, just quickly, 30 seconds, one name that you've added to recently, just really quickly.
Well, we've continued to add to things like Alibaba. Again, 34% revenue increase this last quarter. They're back to the same growth rate they had before the whole virus started. And we think that domestically, China's going to continue to be focusing on their consumer and their consumer section of the economy, and that Alibaba, again, as we've talked about before, is Amazon on steroids.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. All right. Well, really nice to hear your voice, Tom Plum. Congratulations on all your continued success. Nice to hear things are okay,
yeah,
or as well as can be expected out there in Madison, Wisconsin. Tom Plum is the president and CIO, chief investment officer of Plum Funds.